Now, we turn to the story of a surprising success in the world of fashion. Androgyny comes and goes in the fashion world, but one male model takes it to the extreme by modeling clothes for both men and women. Andre Pajak is gaining notoriety in high fashion, even as most men who bend genders face a tough time in society. NPR's Binoush Ahmed caught up with him at a recent photo shoot for Out magazine.
In a converted warehouse studio in New York City, Andre Pajak takes a final sip of his Earl Grey tea. His ivory skin and platinum blonde hair glow as he steps into position against a stark white background. The photographer raises his camera.
Andre, keep moving around him. Yes.
Pajak seductively arches his thin frame into four big, buff male models. He angles his baby soft face towards the camera to accentuate his cutting cheekbones. Brent Coover is fashion editor of Out magazine, which is geared towards a gay and lesbian audience. To him, Pajak's androgynous look means fashion doesn't have to be about macho men anymore.
For so long of my life, I had to look at images of male models who are super muscular, super hunky, look like Ken dolls, and maybe it's time to see another concept of what a man can be.
Coover thinks models with an ambiguous gender help expand the idea of beauty beyond masculine and feminine archetypes. Andre Pajak remembers being pushed to give up playing dress-up in heels and skirts as a child.
I was told that I had to be more boyish and fit that social role, but that didn't make me happy and it didn't really work.
Pajak was born in Bosnia and fled with his Serbian mother and brother to a refugee camp when the war broke out, then on to Australia. His Croatian father stayed behind. Pajak started modeling after an agent approached him in a McDonald's he worked at in Melbourne. After graduating from high school, he moved to Europe to pursue modeling full-time. One of his first big jobs was for French Vogue.
I just walked in the set, and they said put him in a Fendi dress, because that's what's going to look good, and they were right.
Pajak quickly started to get more work in women's wear than men's, and unlike that Fendi dress that just happened to fit, top designers began to make dresses with Pajak in mind. In this Cinderella story, Pajak's moment at the ball came last year. The eminent and envelope-pushing designer Jean-Paul Gaultier sent Pajak down the runway in a sheer bridal gown. He had hardly walked 10 steps when the room burst into applause.
I felt like the happiest bride.
And why not? Pajak's career is sort of a fashion fairy tale on fast forward. Pajak has worked with some of the world's most celebrated designers, and he's only 20. He has a serious presence in the industry. But many people outside of it don't know what to make of him.
How do you prove your push-up bra can push up even the most minuscule bust? Have a man model it.
That man, as CNN's Jeannie Most noted, was none other than Andre Pajak. He appeared as a buxom blonde in plunging necklines and posters for a bra by Hema, a Dutch dime store. Pajak admits it was sort of a gimmick, but says in the end,
it did work. I think the bra did sell.
Fashion models are these desired goods that also lend value to commodities.
Ashley Mears worked as a model to inform her book about the inner dealings of the fashion industry. She says the ads Pajak's used in could backfire when consumers learn he's actually a man. That's partly because Pajak plays into one of the biggest criticisms of fashion models, that they're way too thin, and designers only want to showcase women who look like young boys. Pajak's been called fashion's greatest insult to women. But Mira says Pajak isn't the problem.
Fashion has been insulting women for a long time with unrealistic body standards.
Pajak's unique ability to go from menswear to womenswear has captivated the world of fashion. But Pajak says he's not out to change the world. He's just doing his job. Up next, he'll be featured in ads for Jean-Paul Gaultier's new cologne. Binoush Ahmed, NPR News, Washington.
If you'd like to see photos of model Andre Pajak, log on to npr.org and select Tell Me More from the Programs tab.